Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Christian Manifesto today, episode number 33. My name is Daniel White, the third president of the Torch Leadership Foundation. Pastor and Christian philosopher Francis A. Schaeffer warned us and created the war plan for the battle that we're facing now, that we as Christians need today to deal with a society that is increasingly moving away from God, the Bible, and moral principles, and may I add, a church that is doing the same. God, have mercy upon us. He wrote many years ago A Christian Manifesto, and his words are just as relevant today as they are, as they were rather back then. Our Christian Manifesto passage today from the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, which reads, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." Our Christian Manifesto today quote is from Keith O'Brien. He said, "Perhaps more than ever before, there is that aggressive secularism, and there are those who would indeed try to destroy our Christian heritage and culture and take God from the public square. Religion must not be taken from the public square. More importantly, Christianity and Christians must not be taken from the public square." In this podcast and in this episode, we are using as our text A Christian Manifesto by Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer, not only a pastor and a philosopher, a Christian philosopher, but a visionary. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer writes in An Open Window, Part 1. He asks, "What is ahead of us? I would suggest that we must have two tracks in mind. The first track is the fact of the conservative swing in the United States in the 1980 election. With this, there is at this moment a unique window open in the United States. And some, by the way, would say, and I'm adding this, that a unique window is open now. It is unique because it is a long, long time since that window has been open as it is now. And let us hope that the window stays open, and not on just one issue, even one as important as human life, though certainly every Christian ought to be praying and working to nullify the abominable abortion law. But as we work and pray, we should have in mind not only this important issue, as though it stood alone, rather we should be struggling and praying that this whole other total entity, the material energy chance worldview, can be rolled back with all its results across all of life. I work, I pray, that indeed the window does stay open. I hope that will be the case. Now the window is open and we must take advantage of it. And some would say today that the window is open again for the second time. One prophet who helped to open that window back in 1980 was Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr. And believe it or not, he is not a prophet, but the son of a prophet, Jerry Falwell Jr., and others have helped to open that window again, many would say. And so all of this is relevant to what we have going on and what we're seeing in our country today, and not only relevant, but it was predicted back when Dr. Francis Schaeffer predicted it, prophesied it, if you will, years ago. So now the window is open and we must take advantage of it in every way we can as citizens, as Christian citizens of the democracy in which we still have freedom. We must try to roll back the other total entity. It will not be easy to roll it back, because those who hold the other total worldview of reality have no intention that it will be rolled back. Those who hold this view are deeply entrenched. They have had their own way without opposition for a long time, and they will use every means to see that the momentum they have achieved and the results they have brought forth in all fields will be retained and enlarged. For example, all you have to do is consider the way the media treated Dr. C. Everett Koop. Dr. Koop is one of the foremost pediatric surgeons in the United States, and among other honors, he was given the highest honor of the French government for his pioneering work in pediatric surgery. But when he was nominated for the position of Surgeon General, he was attacked by the secular media with total disregard for objective reporting and with total disregard for his brilliant humanitarian record as a surgeon. Those in the media holding the humanist worldview could not tolerate Dr. Koop's voice to be heard. They could not tolerate his articulate defense of the sanctity of human life to be expressed. If the Lord should tarry his coming, and if we live, my dear friends, we will continue looking at the topic of an open window in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight that you've given to people in prayer. And Holy Father God, and through prayer, we praise you and we thank you for your servant, Dr. Francis Schaeffer. And we know that people are against him and some hate him. And he would admit he's not perfect. He was not perfect. But he certainly did a great job with this book and other things that showed us what was going to happen in the country and have come to pass. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help us to take heed and do our part for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.
Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean, wicked, hateful people, and murderers and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, I am sure you know what a liar is, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. That whosoever, that word whosoever is an old English word, that means anybody at any time believeth in him. That is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. Perish where? Perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. It goes on, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and his word. God bless you.